Local cannabis farmers have asked for tax relief from the city of Rio Del due to the disruptions in the market, falling prices, and a high tax burden. Rio Del City Council members heard from members of the community during public comments at their March 1st council meeting, which was held in person and accessible online. Similar requests for tax relief from the cannabis community have recently been approved by the Board of Supervisors in the unincorporated areas of the county. Currently, Rio Del charges $2 a foot for all indoor cannabis cultivation. Outdoor cultivation is banned. Local farmer Cal Norton, who owns property on Dinsmore Plateau, addressed the council about the tax burden.
Sign up for the $2 a square foot, but me, like these other two, we're struggling to survive with the way that the prices have dropped. We are also first-year time growers up there. We're still in the middle of our bill. I know me personally, I also know with these guys, we're still in the process of trying to build to completion. We're not corporations. We're by ourselves, sole proprietors with our own savings. And we're just pretty much looking for some type of break, because I know you guys are quarterly, and we did sign up for it, but we do need help at the same time as well.
Thank you.
Multiple speakers addressed the council, including...
And this is Michael Monahan speaking. And so that $2 a square foot is an indoor type of rate. And if there was power available, it'd be a little different. From the beginning, I thought $2 was somewhat outrageous, but that's me. And if there's no power available up there on the plateau, you know, they cannot produce the product and the quality of the product that $2 a square foot commands. And another thing, I also kind of wonder why these people being charged in January and February and March, they're not harvesting any product. So they're just working and paying taxes constantly, and they're not seeing anything, but they're paying it all, you know? So I want to put that out there as well.
The council members agreed to put a discussion of the cannabis cultivation tax rate on an upcoming agenda. Later in the meeting, City Finance Director Cheryl Dillingham presented a fiscal update to the council. The city has received significantly less cannabis revenue than anticipated. Originally, the city based their budget on an anticipated $436,000 in cannabis tax revenue. At mid-year, the city has only received just over $81,000. The downturn in the legal market has resulted in delinquencies, changes to taxable calculations, and a slowing of cannabis industry growth in the city. The council then heard a presentation from Suzanne Mace of Margrow Advisors on a proposed Rio Del Harvest Fair to be held in September. This cannabis harvest fair would feature local farmers and producers, along with artisans, vendors, and food trucks to the Over 21 event while attracting visitors from out of the area. The fair would be held in the area surrounding City Hall and the police station on Wildwood Avenue and fully enclosed by privacy fencing. A simultaneous wine and beer garden fundraising event is proposed for the Rio Del Fire Department at Fireman's Park. The council was unanimous in their overall support of the harvest fair and the opportunity to highlight local producers. Councilmember Gordon Johnson stated his preference for the location to be moved to the Rio Del Humboldt Business Park area rather than in downtown Rio Del. However, the remaining council members were supportive of the location as it would attract visitors to the downtown area. The council encouraged Margrow Advisors to proceed with their planning and wished them good luck with the process. There are extensive hoops to jump through in order to hold a licensed cannabis event. However, the proponents were confident in their ability to get the paperwork processed in time to hold the event. They were also encouraged to check the calendar for other local events held in September in order to avoid any scheduling conflicts with other popular events. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, March 15th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall, as well as online. The hybrid meeting format seemed to work well for this initial council meeting, although the online video appeared to be looking through Coke bottle glasses. Video of the meeting is available online at Access Humboldt's YouTube channel. The full council packet of documentation, including the slides from the Rio Del Harvest Fair presentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.